Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Pei Zayin, the last line of Daf Pei Vavim and Beis, and the Mishnah on the top of Daf Pei Vavim and Beis, the Mishnah stated, "Hamav Vayishes Hasuma Chayiv." That if Reuven Vayish Shimon, who is blind, then Reuven is chayiv to pay for his busha. Based on a diak that we made in our Mishnah, we explained that when the Mishnah stated, "Hamav Vayishes Hasuma Chayiv," that if Reuven is Vayish Shimon, who is the Suma, then Reuven be chayiv. That in the reciprocal case, where Shimon, who is blind, is Vayish Reuven, then Shimon would still be chayiv to pay for the busha that he caused Reuven, and therefore the Gemara stated that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Huda, as the Brisa teaches us that Rabbi Huda imes suma in le boishes, that if a suma embarrasses someone, then they're not chayiv to pay for boishes. And as Taisus Dinu Masel suma in le boishes points out, that according to Rabbi Huda, the suma shabayish pata, that if a suma himself embarrasses someone else, then the suma is pata to pay for boishes, al mevayish suma chayiv. However, if Reuven is mevayish suma, then Reuven is chayiv to pay for boishes. And Rabbi Huda agrees to that point of our Mishnah, that mevayish suma is going to be chayiv. And the Brisa then continued, v'kachay Rabbi Huda poitrei, and Rabbi Huda also patas a suma mechayvi golius and mechayvi malchus and mechayvi mrs. Bezdin, that a suma would not be chayv to go to golius if he kills someone b'shoigig. He's not chayv malchus and he's not chayv for mrs. Bezdin. The Gemara brought various mekuris for the demon of Rabbi Huda. Now our Gemara now begins Tanya Idach, that we learned another brisa. Rabbi Huda im Rabbi Huda states suma in leibayshes, that if his suma embarrasses someone else, then he's not chayv to pay for b'shoigig. As we explained, that Rabbi Huda learns exerishava of the words from Edom Zaymim, and Mahasam Suman Loi, just like Benegay Edom Zaymim, it's impossible to have Edom Zaymim that is blind because he can't testify if you didn't see something. Based on the Xerah Shava, Afhacha Suman Loi Mechayvi, and if a Suman embarrasses someone, then the Suman is not Chayv to pay for Boishes. However, as we mentioned, if someone embarrasses Suma, there is no Makar to learn from the Xerah Shava that's relevant to Edom Zaymim, which is relevant to the blind person that can't be an aid, and therefore if Reuven embarrasses a Suma, then Reuven's Chayv to pay for Boishes. And we continue that Pezayim and Alv, that just like Rabbi Yehuda taught us, that a Suma is Pata from Golias as well as from Mises Bezdin, therefore, V'chein Ha Rabbi Yehuda Poitre Mikol Dinim Shabbatayra, Rabbi Yehuda also Patas a Suma from all Dinim in the Torah, as the Rivas states, She'inu Don Ve'in Don Oisoiv, and Bezdin Chayovin Li Zakik Ludinoi, and a Suma can't be a Dayan, we don't judge him, and Bezdin can't force him to listen to a Psak Din. The Gemara explains, My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Makar for this Din of Rabbi Yehuda? As Amakra, the Pasuk in Pashas Masi states, and therefore we learn, and if someone is shaykh to the Pasha, that if they kill someone b'mezid, they'd be chayv Mises Bezin, and if they kill someone b'shegeh, they'd be chayv to go to Golis, then they are in Pasha of Mishpatim as well, and they have to subjugate themselves to a din Torah. However, someone is not in the Pasha, that if he kills someone b'mezid, he's chayv Mises Bezin, and if he kills someone b'shegeh, he'd be chayv to go to Golis. Then he's also not included in Dinim Shabbatayah, and he's not included in Mishpatim, since we already saw in that Pei Vavim Beis that Rabbi Yehuda stated that a Suma is not chayiv to go to Golus based on the Pasuk of B'loi Ra'ayis Prat L'Suma, and we also saw that a Suma that kills someone is not chayiv Mises Bezin, as we learn out the words Reitzeach Reitzeach Mechayiv Golus, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda extends this to Dinim Mominus as well, and a Suma is not chayiv to Dinim Mominus either. And I entice Dinim Maskel V'chein Hay Rabbi Yehuda Paitre Mikol Dinim Shabbatayah, where Taisa is bothered that why Rabbi Yehuda start off and say Suma in Loi Boishes, if L'chay Rabbi Yehuda even says that a Suma is Pata Mikol Dinim Shabbatayah, which certainly includes Boishes as well. And as Taisa states, Tema Im Kain, my area, the Pata Rabbi Yehuda Boishes L'el, V'lomali Gzeir Shava De Necha Yinecha, and certainly why would Rabbi Yehuda need Gzeir Shava of Yinecha Yinecha from Edom Zaymim in order to teach us that a Suma is Pata from Boishes, and V'nir L'rish, L'l B'sev Chazab Rabbi Yehuda M'ashayu Petrim Boishes L'vad, K'shematzu Drash L'l Petrim Misa V'golos, that in a Chanami, the only time Rabbi Yehuda need the Gzeir Shava of a Necha Yinecha was only before he knew that there's a drasha to teach us that a Suma is Pata from Golis and a Suma is Pata from Mrs. Bezin. However, in the Chanami, now that Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish that a Suma is Pata from Golis and a Suma is Pata from Mrs. Bezin, and therefore, based on the Pasuk of Shavta Eidu Ben Mako Ben Gol Adam on Shvatim Eila, he was able to extend it to all Dinim Mamanis, and therefore, in the Chanami, he would not need the Gzeir Shava of a Necha Yinecha to teach us that a Suma is Pata from Abishas. And Ayin Taisis, who brings a second Tarot, says well, and the Gemara continues, Tani. That we learned in another brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda states, Suma in Leboishes. First of all, as we stated before, that if Suma goes and embarrasses someone, he's not chayiv to pay for boishes, and that was based on the Gzeir Shava Veinecha Yinecha. This brisa tells us, V'chein Ha Rabbi Yehuda Paitre Mikol Mitzvahs Hamurus B'Torah. Rabbi Yehuda actually extended this and stated that a Suma is Pata from all mitzvahs that states in the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Omer of Shishi Brady Ravidi, my time with Rabbi Yehuda was the Makar for this dinner, Rabbi Yehuda, as Omer Kra, the Pasuk in Pashas Beschanan states, V'zois HaMitzvah chukim v'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem alekechem l'laman eschem lasis ba'aretz asher atam mishayvim sham l'rishta. Rabbi Yehuda learns kol sheyeshlem v'mishpatim, anyone that is included in dinim of mishpatim and included in dinim mamnes yeshlem mitzvah v'chukim, then they have an obligation to do the mitzvahs and the chukim in the Torah. The kol she'enim v'mishpatim, but those that are not included in mishpatim ain't in b'mitzvahs v'chukim, they don't have to do the mitzvahs and chukim in the Torah. As we saw in the previous brisa, Rabbi Yehuda already taught us that a suma is potter mikol dinim shebetorah based on the pasuk of shaftu eda bein amaku bein goyel adam al mishpatim eila. And I intend to deal maskel v'chin ha'Rabbi Yehuda potter mikol mitzvahs hamurus betorah. And based on a question from a gemara mesechtes Megillah, Tosis four lines from where it gets wide states v'nura da afal gav de potter Rabbi Yehuda assuming mikol mitzvahs. Even though it's true that Rabbi Yehuda said the suma is potter mikol mitzvahs, and this certainly includes all mitzvahs seishas man grama and even mitzvahs asay shalei has man grama. However, mikol makom midrabbanan chayiv. Midrabbanan certainly a suma is chayiv to perform the mitzvahs. The avagav the isha mitzvah b'mitzvah seishas man grama v'loy mechavin la afil midrabbanan. That even though we know that a woman is potter from all mitzvah seishas man grama, the rabbanan never obligated her to do the mitzvah seishas man grama, and that's because mishum sheyesh mitzvahs harbe de mechayevus bu, because a woman is still chayiv in many mitzvahs, as she's still chayiv in all mitzvah seish shalei has man grama, and certainly she's chayiv in all lavin. However, Taisa continues, avol suma ipatris le mikol mitzvahs afil midrabbanan. If we would pater a suma from all mitzvah say, both shalei has man grama and shas man grama, and even midrabbanan, and im kain havolei kemoi nachri, then the suma will be like a goy she'inoyed b'teris yisrael klal, as the suma would then have no connection to klal yisrael and to teris yisrael at all. Some want to bring a raya from Taisa that since Taisa says avol suma ipatris le mikol mitzvahs afil midrabbanan, that Taisa holds that a suma is not only pater from mitzvah say shalei has man grama, and certainly from mitzvah say shas man grama. If you Rabbi Yehuda, a suma is even pater from all lavin in the Torah. And the Gemara continues with the Gemara that we had in Masechtas Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, who was a sagging nor, stated Mirei Shavamina. Originally, I thought man da amah halach Rabbi Yehuda. If someone tells me that halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, da amah suma pater min hamitzvahs, who hold that suma is pater min hamitzvahs, kaldina yom tav l'rabbanan, I would make a suda for Rabbanan. My time, and what is the reason? Lebefkinna, because I don't have a chiv to do mitzvahs for kavdina mitzvahs, and even so I do mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yosef felt that would be a greater daga. However, hashad the shamas lahad Rabbi Chanina. But now that I heard the member Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, as Rabbi Chanina stated, it's galal mitzvah va'isa mishein mitzvah va'isa. That if someone does a mitzvah and he was commanded to do so, that is greater than a person that does a mitzvah who is not commanded to do so. Some explain because a person that's mitzvah va'isa has a yitzhar not to do the mitzvah, but if someone that's made mitzvah va'isa, the yitzhar is not going to bother him as much as he doesn't mind if he does the mitzvah. And some explain that if someone is in a mitzvah isa, then the mitzvah doesn't even exist for that person, and therefore certainly a mitzvah isa is greater than a misha in a mitzvah isa. And therefore Rabbi Yisrael said, man da amali in alach Rabbi Yehuda. At this point, if someone would tell me that alach does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore a suma is chayiv in mitzvahs, avdini yom tav l'rabbanon, I would make a yontiv and I make a suda for Rabbanon. My taima dechim afkinna isli agrat fei. If I am mitzvah isa and I do the mitzvahs, then it will get greater schar. And I am frustrated to discuss that how is it that Rabbi Yisrael would say that want to receive more schar if we have a din that al yishamish odom mes rabbi al menas lekabel pras. And we continue with the new mishnah zechayim ba'odom b'shar. This is a chumrah that a person that damages another person has over a shar that damages a person. Shadom mishalom nezek tzar ripu shavus b'ishes. That if a person damages another person, then he pays for chamisha dvarim and he pays for nezek tzar ripu shavus b'ishes umishalom dmei vlades. And also if he hits a woman and causes her to miscarry, then he would have to pay for the vlades. B'shar in mishalom nezek upatim dmei vlades. However, if a shor damages a person, you only pay for nezek and not for tzar ripu shavus b'ishes. And if a shor causes a woman to miscarry, then the owner of the shor would be potter from paying for the dmei vlades. And as Rashi brings down, shor in mishal al nezek can only pay bays, like we spoke about on daf chavav b'nalf, as the pasuk states v'ish ki yite mum ba misoi, and we learn out ish ba misoi v'lo shor ba misoi. And Rashi says potter dmei vlades could only b'shor shenarach sapara, as we learned previously on daf mem bays that the pasuk states v'chi yinatzu anashim v'nokvu isha ra. And we learn out anoshim v'leishvarim. The Mishnah continues. Hamakas of v'esima v'leishosu ben chabura. If Reuven hits his father or his mother and he doesn't cause any chabura, and as Rashi stated on that peyam beis, the enel of chiyamisa at shiyasu ben chabura, that a person not chayamisa for hitting his father or mother unless he causes an actual chabura, and therefore there is no din of kamli bramne v'chay v'chaveir b'yam kapurim. Or if someone hits his friend on Yom Kippur and causes chabura, and even though he may be chayiv karis, but according to this man da'amah, the only time we say kamun drabne is only when there's a chiyamisa. Mitzvah. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us Chayiv B'Kulan, that the person that hits his father or mother, or his Chayiv B'Chaveira on the Kippah, would be Chayiv for Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Shavas, and Boishas. And the Mishnah continues, Chayiv B'Avidivri, Chayiv B'Kulan, Chutz B'Na Shavas, B'Zman Shu Shaloi. If Reuven hits an Avidivri, then he's Chayiv to pay Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Shavas, and Boishas. However, if he owns this Avidivri, then he's not Chayiv to pay for Shavas, because the Avid's work product belongs to the owner. The Mishnah continues, Chayiv B'Avidivri, Chayiv B'Kulan. If Reuven hits the Avid Knani that belongs to someone else, then he's chayiv to pay nezek tzar ripui shavus and boishes, and that money would go to the adin. Rabbi Yehuda imay in lavod and boishes. Rabbi Yehuda states that the eved doesn't have boishes, and therefore, if someone's mazik and eved knani, they would not be chayiv to pay for boishes. The Mishnah continues: chereshet v'katan pikiyasin ra. And having any connection with the chereshet v'katan is something which is not good, as the person only has downside to that relationship. As a chayiv behem chayiv, if you damage them, then you're going to be chayiv. Behem shechol b'achirim p'turin. However, chereshet v'katan damage someone else, then they're going to be potter. And the Lashon Pigiyasin is like a Lashon of Pigeya, that someone meets his friend, and if someone has contact with the Chereshet V'Katan, that's something that's not good. Similarly, however, the Isha Pigiyasin Ra, having a relationship with an Eved Knani or with an Isha, is something where it's not a good thing for the person. Similarly, Achayil Bem Chayiv, if someone damages them, then they're going to be Chayiv. V'Hem Shechavu B'Achirim Turin, but if they damage someone else, although they are Gedolim, and therefore they are Badas, and as we know, Adam U'Lailam, therefore they will be Chayiv to pay the person, but ultimately they don't have their own money, and therefore they will be potter from paying at that point. However, b'negayin eved knani v'isha al mishalim l'achar zman. At some later point, if the eved goes out free, or if the isha is divorced, or she becomes an amana, will then have the obligation to pay for the chavala they caused while they were eved knani, while they were married. And as the Mishnah states, niskasha isha nishtachra eved chayav l'shalim, and ayin Rashi do maschal chayav l'shalim shvei metchil hem chayavin el she'in hem al l'shalim shenichsim luk shel isha. And even though the nichsa mulug of a woman really belongs to her, however, ultimately, while she's married, then mishumet to the husband for the peiros and for Yerusha. And the Mishnah continues, Hamaka of v'imoy v'os ben chabura. If someone hits his father or his mother, and he actually causes a chabura, and therefore he's chayiv misa, or chayiv b'chaver b'shabbos, if he damages his friend on Shabbos, and once again he's chayiv misa. So the Mishnah teaches us, patami kulam mepleshu nida menafshay, that since he's chayiv misa, therefore it didn't come on the rabbi, and he replies, and he's potter from paying nezek tzar ripui shabbos. Or Baishas. And of course, as we know, even if they did so, Bishogeg, Chayiv Misha Shogeg are also Potter Mitashlumin. And the Mefarshim discussed that how could the Mishnah state that Chayiv B'Chavir B'Shabbos is Chayiv Misa if L'Chir Chavala is a case of Kilkol and a person not Chayiv for Kilkol on Shabbos, Ayin Shom? It's a bit sarkbir why the Mishnah stated this din at this point and didn't state it right after we gave the case of Makas Abbevesim of Loy Osman Chabura or B'Chayiv B'Chavir B'Yam Kapurim that Chayiv B'Kulon, and we should have stated the reciprocal case at that time. And the Mishnah finally states, that if Reuven owns an Eved Knani and he causes the Eved Knani damages, then he's going to be potter from everything. He doesn't have to pay nezek tzar ripui shavus ubayshes. And our Gemara begins, Rabbi Elazar mi Rav. Rabbi Elazar asked the following shayla from Rav: Hachilu bas ketana shel achirim chaval lemi. If Reuven damages Shimon's daughter who's a ketana, who has a right to receive the payment for the chavala? Rashi states, gedola vadi didah havei, that certainly a woman who is a gedola has a right to receive payment for any chavala, and she would receive nezek tzar ripui shavus and boishes. And Mefarshim explained that Rabbi Elazar never asked Rav b'negei tzar ripui and boishes, as certainly that belongs to the woman, and she certainly would be paid for tzar ripui and boishes. And the only shaila is b'negei nezek and shavus. Rabbi Elazar explains the shaila: mi amrinan, do we say kimin da'akle rachmana shvach ne'urim la'av, that since we know that the Torah says that all shvach ne'urim belong to the father, and as Rashi brings dichsiv, as the pasuk says, b'nerer beisaviyah kol shvach ne'urim la'aviyah. And her father also has the right to her kesef kedushin as well. And therefore, chavala nami davu haver, any damage that occurs to her will also belong to her father. My time and was the reason. Since by damaging her, you diminished her value, therefore her father will lose out because he'll get less money for kesef kedushin, and therefore he should have the right to her nezek and to her sheves. And Rabbi Elazar continues, Oidumo, what do we say? Shvach ne'urim hu da'akla rachmana, that the only time the Torah gave the father any rights was only to Kesef Kedushin. The reason is the Boidel Mimsel al Mukashchin Matzi Maso, as if the father wants to give her over and wants to marry off to Mukashchin, then he could do so. And as Rashi says, the Siv, as the Pasuk says, as beaten the Satel Ishazer, Alma Biyadi Lesita Lemishi Yitzah, Hilkel Kesef Kedushin Nam Leviyah, and therefore the father has right to her Kesef Kedushin. However, Al Chavala, Benegea Chavala, Kivini Boyim Mishabo Ba Loy Matzi Chaval, certainly the father doesn't have a right to cause her any damages. As Rashi at the top of that Pezayin Rebbe states, the Inad that certainly a person can't go and damage his daughter, the Yisraelis, as if she's a Yisraelis, and he'll be Ivan the Isav Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. And therefore, like Kanle Rechbana, certainly the Torah did not give the right to her payments for Nezek or for Sheves to her father, and those would belong to the Ktana. Of course, it's not safe to give money to the Ktana, and the Gemara will discuss what to do with that money on Daf Pei Zayin and Beis. And I entice Dilem Askel, Kivin Akle Rechbana, Shvachnu Urm La'av, where he asked in Rashi, how could Rashi state that the reason why Shvachnu Urm is La'av is based on the Pasuk of B'durer Beis Aviya, that we learn out, Kol Shvachnu Urm La'aviya, Afilu Kesek Kedusha Shaloi, if that Pasuk is stated in Pashas Matas relevant to the Darim, as after discussing the Dinim of the Darim of a woman, the Pasuk states, Eila Chukam Ashesiva Hashem Asbaisha, Bein Ishla Ishtoi, Bein Avla Bitoi, B'durer Beis Aviya, Tais brings for the Maskon of the Gemara Mesechus Kedushin, as well as in Mesechus Ksubis, that states that Pasuk is talking about Anfaras Adarim, and we don't learn anything else from those psukim. And Ayin entices that based on this question, he learns our sugya differently than Rashi. However, the Pnei Yeshua actually explains Rashi. Rashi holds that this was Gufa, the Shaila of Rabbi Lazar, as the first sad was that we learned the din of Shvachna Umlavia from the Pasuk of Benurea Beisavia, and therefore we would extend it to other dinim. And the second sad of Rabbi Lazar is actually Gufa, that we don't learn from that Pasuk, and the way that we know that Kedushin goes to our father is based on the Pasuk that's beaten Satli Shazeh, and therefore it is only a din that's relevant to Kedushin. That is because a father could give his daughter to a Mukashchin. We can't extend this din, and we can't apply the din to other dinim, and therefore, Benegei Chavala, since Ibai Mischavabal, Limatsi Chaval, Likan Lerachmana, the Torah did not give the right to Chavala, to the father, and therefore, Ketan has the right to all Chamisha Dvarim, to Nezek Tzar, Ripu Yishavis, and Baishas. And we continue on that Pei Zayin Obeis, and Amalei, and Rav responded to Rabbi Lezo, Lezoch Zater La'av, El Shvachna Urmbovad, that I hold like your second sad, that the Torah only gave the father the Shvachna Urm and only Kesef Kedushin. However, at this point, the Gemara feel that Rav meant to tell Rabbi Lezo that not only does the Ketana have a right to Nezek, but the Ketana has a right to Sheves, and a father would not collect Sheves either. And therefore, the Gemara continues and asks a question from a Mishnah. Esvei, we learned in our Mishnah, Chayil Be'Eved Ivri, Chayiv Be'Kulon, Chutz Min HaSheves, Bizman Shu Shaloi, that if someone damages an Eved Ivri, then you chayiv to pay Nezek Tzar Ripu Sheves HaBoshes, unless the one that damaged the Eved Ivri is the owner of the Eved Ivri, and then he won't be chayiv to pay Sheves, as in any case, the work product of the Eved Ivri belongs to the Adin, and therefore the Adin doesn't have to pay for Sheves, the causing the Eved Ivri to have Bitul Malacha and not be able to work. And as Rashi states, K'tani Mias, that Lamaisa we learned in the Mishnah, the Eved Ivri Shaloi, Pata, Holu Maisi Yadu Shaloi, V'Hachi Nami, and therefore B'negei a girl that's a K'tana, Kivin Debita Maisi Yadeh Shaloi, since a father of a K'tana has a right to her Maisi Yadayim, therefore he should have a right to her Sheves as well. And the Gemara continues, Om Abaya, Abaya states that Inach Nami, Moidu Rabbe Sheves, the Maisi Yadeh, at Shas Bagris, Tavu Avi, that since the Maisi Yadayim of a girl belongs to her father until the time that she becomes a Begeris, therefore if someone damages her, that in the Chanami, as we stated before, that the Tana herself has a right to Nezet Tzar, Ripui, and Baishas. However, Sheves will go to her father. And the Gemara continues and asks another question from a Braisa. As Esvei, Hachayu Bnei Gadol Yitin Lo Miad, the Braisa teaches us that if someone hurts his son who's a Gadol, then he has to make payments to him immediately, and he has to pay for Nezet Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Baishas, and Bnei Katan Yasle Segula. However, if a father damages his child who's a Katan, then although certainly he's chayiv to pay Chamisha Dvarim, however, he doesn't give it directly to the child. Instead, they place it in trust for the child, and the Gemara at the bottom of Amid will explain exactly what skula means. And the Braisa continues, that if one damages his daughter who's a ketana, he is pata. In addition, even if others damage her, then they will be chayiv to make those payments to her father. And L'chayu Rav just taught us that nezet belongs to the girl, and therefore, how could the Gemara say that if you damage your daughter, then you pata, of L'chayu, you should have to give it to her, and at the very least, it didn't should be yasalei skula. And in addition, the Braisa stated that Achim Shechavu Bo Chayav Lit Lavia L'Chayr Chiyu should be to give it to the daughter and to be Yasla Skula and create a trust for this girl. And the Gemara answers Hachinami B'Sheves that in Chinami this Braisa is referring specifically to Sheves, and therefore the Braisa teaches us that if a father damages a daughter who is a Tana, then he's part from paying Sheves because her Maisi Dayan belonged to him. In addition, if others damage his daughter, then the Chayv to give the Sheves payment to her father. But in Chinami Nezek Tzar Ripui and Boishes they would have to pay to her. They would have to make this payment to a trust that's made for this Ketana. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to the Braisa that we just mentioned and will ask a steer on the Braisa. As the Braisa stated, that if a father damages his child who is a Gadol, then he has to pay immediately for all Chamisha Dvarim, and he has to pay for Nezek Tzar, Ripui, Shavis, and Baishas. And the Gemara asks, is it true that for your older child, you have to pay right away for a minu. But I'll ask a question from another brisa. As the brisa states, hachayv b'banav b'brisa of shalachirim, if Reuven causes damage to the sons or the daughters of Shimon, gedolim yitlam yad, if they're gedolim, then you have to pay for a chiv chavala immediately, and ketanim yaslam skula, and for ketanim, you have to make a trust for those ketanim. The brisa then states, b'banav b'brisa of shalai pata, but if he causes damage to his own sons or his own daughters, then he'll be pata. And chayv, we just mentioned that you're going to be chayiv for being chayiv b'nai gadol and yitlam miyad. And the Gemara answers, Amri, loy kasha, kan kashismuchal shulchanai, kan kashismuchal shulchanai. And the first price when we state that chayiv b'nai gadol, yitlam miyad, that is talking about a gadol that's not soymichal shulchan aviv. And therefore, this child has a din just like anyone else in the world. And therefore, the father damages the gadol, he has to pay for nezik tzar, ripush shavs, and boishas. However, in the second price that we just brought, we're talking about a case where father damaged his child who's a gadol, but that child was still soymich al shulchan aviv, and therefore, although certainly the father is going to be responsible to pay for nezek tzar, for ripoy and boishes of this child who is a gadol, however, although when a father supports his son that's a gadol, there is no responsibility for that son to give the father his maisi adayim. However, when a father damages a child that's a gadol, that's soymich al shulchanai, he's still not responsible to pay sheves to that child. The Gemara continues, b'maya kintun l'kemaisa b'she'in smuch al shulchanai. We explained that the first price is talking about a scenario where his gadol was not soymich al shulchan aviv, and that's why his father was chayiv to pay all chamisha dvarim, and he had to even pay for sheves, and he pays for nezek tzar, ripu sheves and boishes, and he hachi ima seifa. Let us see the seifa of that price. As the price is stated, achayu bita ktana pato, that if Reuven damages his daughter, that's a ktana, he will be pato from paying for her sheves. And the price continued, elachirim shechavlu b'chayav nintel levia, that others that damage his daughter, that's a ktana, will also be chayiv to pay for workers' compensation and for her inability to do work to her father. Since we just mentioned that this Brisa is talking about a case where these children were not soymich al shulchan aviv, the case of the Brisa where the father damages his daughter or other people damage his daughter is also talking about a scenario where this father wasn't performing his obligation and wasn't supporting his daughter who's a ktana. And if so, we should say that the payment should have to go to this daughter in order that she should have enough money to buy food. And the Gemara continues and strengthens this point as Vafidlu Mandama, and even according to the Mandama that we have in Masechtas Ksubas, that Yochel Rav Loim Le'eved, Asei Mi Ve'ini Zeicha, an Odin can say to his Eved Knani that you have to work for me and I still won't support you and I won't give you food. Hanimi Le'eved Knani, that was only stated regarding an Eved Knani. Amalei, as the Master could say to Eved Knani, Avid Avid Tekulu Yoyma, you have to work for me the entire day. Ulo'orto Zil Sacha Va'achol, and at night go figure out how to make money and then you'll be able to recline and you'll be able to eat. And Rashi brings Lishnachrina, another pshat, as Sacha Sava Lupischa'ir, that at night you could go and collect from people and you could go around to everyone's houses and you could be shaylal b'sachim and raise money for your food, and I'm not obligated to give you food. Even though the master doesn't give him food, the Eved Knani still has to work for the master. However, Zokta Gemara Aval Eved Ivri, but Benigayin Eved Ivri, the Pasuk tells us when the Eved Ivri wants to become a nirza, he'll go over to the Adon and he'll say, we see from there that the standard way to treat your Eved is imach b'maychal, imach b'mishta. The Adon has a chiyav and a responsibility to give him food and to give him drink. Loi, over there we don't say that you could tell him that you have to work and I don't have to support you, as is the obligation to support your Eved Ivri and kol shekein bitoy, and certainly this should be the din for his daughter as well. And therefore, since the father is not giving the daughter food, as the Brisa stated, we're talking about a case of in smuchon al shulchanai, l'chayr, how does the Brisa say that the father is going to be potter for paying for her sheves if l'chayr is not giving her any food, and therefore her work product should belong to her? Certainly if someone damages the ketana, then certainly they should not make this payment to a father, and they should make the payment for sheves to the ketana. The Gemara answers, k'dam rav breder avudol in nitzcha la'adafa, just like rav breder avudol said b'negei another din, that we only need that din b'negei the din of adafa, hachinami le'nitzcha la'adafa. In this first brisa where we said that it's talking about a case where the father is not giving food to his daughter and she is in soymicha al shulchanai, and the brisa taught us hachayu l'bita ktana pata v'loy oyed alachem shechol b'chayav l'itl avia, in hachinami, the brisa does not mean that the father doesn't have to give her food in order to live, and these people that damaged her certainly would have to give her enough food to live. Then any additional money that they're paying her for sheves, which is above the standard amount that she needs for food, which is called hadafa, that amount the father would be able to keep and the father would be pata. And the same would apply to others that damage this girl who's a ktana, that although that any amount of money that she needs for her actual mezainis would be paid directly to the girl, however anything above that which would be hadafa still belong to her father, even though he's not supporting her. And the Gemara continues, kintel l'best raisa b'smucha al shulchanai. L'chayr, we said that the second raisa we had was talking about a scenario where the father was supporting both the gedolim and the ketanim, and that was the reason we said that b'banav u'b'naisav shaloi potter, that the father's potter to pay for sheves by his sons or by his daughters, as ultimately they are still semich al shulchanai, and therefore the gemara is that in the case where someone else damaged this child who was a gadol or a katan, where the braisa stated gedolim yitlam yad, that if it's a gadol, then they have to pay the gadol right away, and the chayav to pay nezek tzar ripu sheves and boishes to the gadol, and ketanim yaslam skula, and if they damage a katan, then you have to go and make a trust for the katan. Amai, why would they actually have to pay the sheves to the gadol or to the katan directly? If lavim b'ilam esvei l'chayr, since the father is supporting the gadol or the katan, l'chayr they should have to make the payment for sheves to the father. And the gemara explains that although certainly b'negei ketana, father has a right midiraisa to her ma'isei yadayim based on the fact that he supports her. Therefore, in all cases, the father receives the right to her sheves, and in the case where he damages her, he would be potter, and in the case where someone else damages her, then the payment of sheves would go to her father. However, in regard to the chiyuv b'negei males, it's very different. Since a father doesn't have a chiyuv to support his sons, therefore there's no real chiyuv for the children to give their money and to give the ma'isei yadayim to their father. And as the Gemara will explain, that when the father damages his son, then he doesn't want to be in a position that I'm supporting you, and now I'll have to pay for your sheves, and therefore we don't require the father to pay for sheves. However, even though a father is supporting his child, if someone else damages his child, then the father understands that that amount of money that that person will pay based on the fact that his child at this point can't work is batal b'malacha, that that amount of money will go to the child, and the father is not makbid on that. And as the Gemara states, Amri ki kakapid b'midi kachasa b'midi asim alma le'kapid, that when is the father makbid? Only when he will lose money, and therefore we keep him mechayev the father to pay the child for sheves when he's still supporting that child. However, in a case where that money is coming from someone else and not coming from the father's pocket, over there the father's not makbid, and the father is perfectly fine if the person that damaged his child and caused the child not to be able to work pays that money directly to the child, and the father doesn't receive a windfall. And the Gemara continues and asks, for mitziah to me'almakas lu v'kakapid, we know that if a child finds a mitziah and the child is samech al shulchan aviv, then as Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Bar Mitziah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Perek Shnayim Eichsin, that mitziahs b'nayu bita ketanim arei l'shaloi, that those mitziahs that are found by his sons or daughters that are ketanim belong to the father, v'kim l'hasam, and the Gemara brings over there gadol v'samech al shulchan zeu katan, and when discussing a katan, it even refers to a gadol that samech al shulchan aviv. Since we just stated that if a father doesn't have to pay any money out of his pocket, then he won't be makbid if his child receives something. So l'chayr, in this case, where the child just found a mitziah and it doesn't come out of the father's pocket, so why shouldn't the child that samech al shulchan aviv keep the mitziah? Based on this question, the Gemara now refines and revises what the Gemara stated before, and the Gemara explains, Amri revachet ka'asim ma'alma v'les lu tzayir de gufayu begavah kapid avachaval de islu tzayir de gufayu ma'alma kasalu loy kapid. Although it's true that a mitziah is asalu ma'alma, but a ma'isa is a profit that the child did not have any tzar in order to receive, and in the case of a windfall, then the father is makbid, and therefore the Gemara Bar Mitzia teaches us that the mitzia of a child that samech al shulchan aviv does go to his father. However, in the case of chavala, where the child was actually hurt and damaged, and that is the reason why he's receiving this money from someone else, and the father's not losing any money, in that case, a father's not makbid, and a father's okay if the child receives this money directly from the person who injured him. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, and we know in the first price that we brought down was a scenario where someone else damaged a girl who was a ketana and a father wasn't giving her mezainis, and although as we explained that the part of this payment that will be enough to support her and to give her mezainis will go directly to this girl who's a ketana, however any hadafa will go to her father. Since the way that the girl was receiving this money is because she was damaged and she had tzair de gufa and the money is not coming from the father and it's coming from someone else, so why should that money belong to her father? And the money for hadafa should belong to the ketana. As the Gemara brings, the ketani, as we learned in the first brisa, that if there were others that damaged her, that the chayiv to make the payment for hadafa to her father. Since the ketana was damaged and she had sire de gufa and me'amaka asla, so she should get that payment and she should not go to her father. The Gemara answers and gives another nafkamina between the first brisa and the second brisa, as Amri hasim the gavur kapdanu, in the first brisa where we know that this father was makbid and he was someone that was very cheap, to ain't smucha al shulchanai, as he doesn't even support his children that are ketanim, and he doesn't support this girl who's a ketana. I feel the b'midah aslu Alma Kapid, then certainly the father is even going to be Makbid, even on those items that come in Alma, and even though his daughter was damaged, he still wants that money, and therefore that duffel belongs to him. However, Hacha, in the second Raisa, we were talking about a case where the father was supporting his children who were Gedolim, the Lav Kavra Kaptanu, and therefore we see that the father was not someone who's Makbid on money, and he was more free with his money, the Smucha Shachonai, Kikakapid Bimid Kakosalei, that the only time that we say he's going to be Makbid is only that he doesn't want to have an actual loss. However, Bimid Asalum Alma, like Kapid, in a scenario where they had Tsar, in addition, the money was coming from someone else and not from the father, so of course the father's not Makbid, and he allows his children to receive this money. The Gemara continues, and both in the first Brisa as well as in the second Brisa, we mentioned the word Skula, as in the first Brisa we say that Chayvu B'nei Gadol Yitin Lo Miyad, B'nei Katan Yasalei Skula, and the second Brisa we stated, Chayvu B'Badav B'nei Sov Shalachayim Gedolim Yitin Lo Miyad, K'tanim Yasalem Skula, and the Gemara asks, my Skula, what is a Skula, and how do you create this trust? Rav Chista Amar Sefer Torah, Rav Chista says, you go out and buy a Sefer Torah, and this way the child can learn from the Sefer Torah while he's younger, and then he will still have the principle of the Sefer Torah, and he could go and sell it at some later point, and he'll have the money. Rav Huna states, Dikla De'achlam in Eitamri, that you buy a palm tree that produces dates, and this way the cotton will be able to eat the dates while he's a cotton, and then afterwards still have the date tree. And the Gemara continues that just like Rav stated, Lo'izach Sater La'av El Shvach Nu'urim Bovad, not only does the Tana receive Tsar Ripoy and Boishas, but she also receives Nezek, and Shevis, we said, belongs to the Tana. Rish Lakish also says, Lo'izach Sater La'av El Shvach Nu'urim Bovad, and Rish Lakish agrees to the Shita of Rav. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that the father would have a right even to the Ptsiyah, and right now the Gemara thinks that Rabbi Yechon means that if someone hits her on her back and you can't even see the wound, that you still get payment for that amount. The father even has a right to Nezek that is not even seen and doesn't even diminish her value. The Gemara asks, Ptsiyah Sakadaitach, how could it be that Rabbi Yechon would say that the father has a right to Ptsiyah? I feel Rabbi Leza Lekim Boyle El Chabola, that even Rabbi Leza only had a Shaila Benegei Chabola, and as the Gemara continues, that Pechasimna of the it's only that type of wound that causes a diminution in her value, and that is the only amount of money that's possible that Rabbi Leza had a shayla that maybe the father should get. But certainly with a gay psia, where she has a wound on her back, and that doesn't cause any diminution in her value, then certainly there's no shayla that the father has no right to that nezek, and certainly a mazik isn't even chayiv to pay for that type of nezek, and therefore how could it be? Rabbi Yechon said, afilu psia. The more answers are Rabbi Yechon b'chlina shepatzu b'fnei v'afcha Mikaspa, the Ina Chinami, Rabbi Yechon meant to say, with someone hit her on her face, and therefore she has a black and blue mark, and she has something which damaged her face, and therefore it caused a diminution in her value. And although the Fi Rav and the Fi Reish Lakish, that money and that damage will not go to the father and will go to the daughter, that's a Tana. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that money for the damage would go to her father. Ayin Rashi, the top of the Amid, where he says, the Afchase Mikaspe, Vare Biyadalamecha, and since the father has a right to sell her as an Amaria, he has a right to any money that he loses out because of the fact that this person damaged her face. And Ayin entices the end of Daf Pezayin Rebeis, where he explains that certainly even Rav and Reish Lakish agree if there would be a diminution of value in his daughter based on her injury, and for example, with a mazik hit her on her face and she is afchasim idamea, so certainly all agree that the mazik has to pay her father for the amount that the father will potentially lose if selling her from this point until she is a naira. However, Rabbi Yechon is mechadish that since this injury occurred while she was a ktana, so her father would even be entitled to all monetary payments for a nezek, which will include the entire loss in her value for the rest of her life, as Taisa says, b'chol ha'prisa she'in v'cheses kol yomeh, v'afil la'achet she'kol yomeh anurim, while Rav and Reish Lakish argue and hold that payment would go to the Tana and not to her father, and we will stop over here.